What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
I was Katie Kicks. Check my Twitter. Ended up like a
truth. Oh, well.
We don't want to get hit by the copyright on YouTube.
Katie would never, dude. Katie would never.
Fucking episode 212. Are we on 212 right now?
Yep.
I don't know if you guys see this. I don't want to give a free shout out today, even though we're doing shout out, no free shout out. But shout out to Arete for making these fucking t-shirts, bro. I'm not this good looking.
And they naturally fold up here. Because you guys know, you boys know, if you're rocking the tee, you want to flip it up one or two times to get that. You want it sitting on top of the bicep.
You got to be kidding me with that.
Yeah.
That's not even real.
You look good.
Thanks, brother. I tell you what, it's been a weird couple of weeks.
Hey, everywhere we go. Wait. We need the presenting sponsor.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But don't do it unless you are not a gritty. I was going to curse, but you know, we got to keep it. We got to keep it light.
Durable, reliable, dependable,
hard.
I'm going to put a bomb out there, too. I'm going to put an F-bomb. Yeah, hardworking's fine.
Yeah, hardworking.
You can say hardworking.
Yeah, lunch pail guy.
Lunch pail cat, dude. Don't just go on the website because we said go on the website. Yeah. Go on the website because you think, I want to become a better human being.
Now that the ad read's over.
Did I say that right? Was it jdpower.com/awards?
We can fucking cuss again. What were we? Yeah, your physique.
Katy Perry.
No, your physique. You said the last couple weeks have been weird. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like your glow up is coming. You know what I mean? Your glow up is here. It's upon us.
We were right before we started. You said something that really hit me in the heart. You said, are you hitting your Muji era?
Yeah.
Muji's been in his era since he was 12 years old.
Yeah. You had to be the kid sitting there watching, you know, watching him just play, pick up chicks left and right.
You're
just the extra. You know what I mean? Because you're bulking at all times. It paid off. But now that it's the off season, and you get the ACL surgery, so you've lost a lot of weight. You are like,
I love how you navigate shit, dude. You're a big brain motherfucker, dude. A big brain cat.
And as great as you look right now, there are you see the comments, you see people when we're at the live shows. People are like, hey, what's the deal? What's going on? It seems like you're not really trying to put weight back on. How do you respond to those people when you see those comments? Because they're out there. Let's not pretend comments. They're like, oh, Will's look a little more stout than the boy, which I'm thinking I gotta lose some weight now.
Yeah, did you take it with a grain of salt?
A lot of
people out there are gonna say things. Maybe some people just want to punch up every once in a while, but yeah, live show people want to come out there and say, hey, what's the deal with you playing? And I say, brother, there's a lot of time. And they go, hey, when are you gonna sign? I say, hey, there's some phone calls out there. Your boy's gotten some phone calls now.
Patience is the game.
Patience is the game
that you're in.
Now, free agency, that first wave is already gone. The draft's gonna happen. You know, we'll see, dude. If the boy needs to start gaining weight, he'll start gaining weight. But the number one key is just getting his knee right.
Yeah, and don't get it twisted. Like, if you were going on your second contract, or obviously this will be your third one coming up. Like, if you were if you were like literally all you had was ball and that's all you were going to do, you might jump at one of the first things that comes across your desk. You know, like the first wave, people talk about the first wave of free agency or whatever, guys are getting picked up, you know, left and right. And then the second wave comes, it's like the market might go down. Like you're not, you're not in that, you're not in that ship. You kind of get to pick your shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's
a good spot to be in. It's like OBJ, he's still out there. Reports of him commanding the money he's commanding. He could have been signed. Yeah, the last, but he like, tweeted
about that. He tweeted about that and said, "I'm not asking for 20. I'm just asking for something more respectful."
But you know so, that yeah, game. Yeah, yeah. Like I'm not asking for 20, but that you know it still might be like yeah, it still might be 19 and a half. Yeah,
yeah. I think there'll be a lot of clarity. I don't know if I can even say this. I think there'll be a lot more clarity on my life in the next couple of weeks. And I'll just leave it at that, boys.
That's all we needed.
That's all we needed. There will be a lot more clarity.
I'm saying the same thing. As you're saying it, all these voices just in your head. In the next couple of weeks. Yeah, clarity.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, man, it's been a cool couple of weeks. It's been nice, dude. It's definitely a different body style than I'm used to. And it is one of those things where, you know, I was always like a leaner tackle.
It's going to suck to see you get big again.
Yeah.
It's going to suck to see you put that weight on. Because I'm going to remind you, remember how good you looked?
Yeah. It's just like a photo of you and me on the spring tour. Like, you look like shit now, bud. That's why I got these teeth. But so I can just remember something about the past.
Strong and you can block pass rushers.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. Couple weeks, a lot more clarity.
Hey, come on now. When you got a podcast rocking that the boys do right now, shout out to Tier Ones. You can kind of pick your shot. You know what I mean? You know, your boy, I was never game ready until the time was right.
And I'll tell you what, too, dude, I see you got people a little trying kiss now. This weekend.
Yeah, so.
You got a little kiss on the skin.
Taylor opened his pool for us on Saturday. We had a hell of a day Saturday at your house.
Very kid vibey.
Yeah, very kid. But we ran into each other at the farmer's market.
Right.
Farmer's market Saturdays, bro.
I know. So I was like, do you come here a lot? And I was like, I come here every weekend. She's like, no, you don't. I was like, yeah, okay. I was like, all right, dude, whatever. We've been taking win there since like she was like before one.
Yeah, like when I wasn't playing in the season, we would go in the weekends in the fall, but we hadn't been since the fall. So
yeah,
you can't really. I mean,
and that's the time I don't go.
Yeah, right, right.
Because I'm usually
you're playing.
Yeah, playing. But yeah, dude, Farmers Market, Franklin Farmers Market, dude, is a fantastic place.
Dude, it's one of the best, and I spent a little this weekend on seafood. I'm going to get into the seafood and see if I can make some stuff.
Yeah.
The king crab legs that were being sold, they were monsters, dude.
That is a monster.
Legit. Remember, you came, I was like, hey, Taylor, check this out. And this thing was fucking.
I was like, hey, how far can that go down your throat? And you showed me, and it was really impressive.
Now, them crab legs, now they'll get a little spiky on the side. You got to be careful with that. Bananas,
that cat penis crab leg.
Bananas, popsicles, anything else. You know, you might try, but yeah, the farmer's market was a good weekend. Then we went over to Taylor's after the kids went down for a nap. We go over to Taylor's. We got kissed by the sun a little bit, but also Sunday. Yesterday was a nice vibe.
A great day yesterday. Yeah. I saw via Instagram you fell asleep.
Yeah, reading a page or two of a book.
Yeah, dude.
You get two pages and you start to doze when you're not built.
If you suffer from nighttime anxiety, for those of you listening, open up a book, brother. 5 pages in, you'll be dozing.
Yes,
no
man.
Fucking problem.
That's a sleep hack right there.
It really is a sleep hack. That's the time to do it. That is in too.
But yeah, your boy, as you can tell too, no sunscreen. I just yesterday, 20 minutes, just as naked as I could be in the sun. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I went and kind of fell asleep.
Naked as you were like legally allowed to be.
Right. Yeah.
It is one of those things, dude, the sun coming back, the vibes are just higher. I woke up this morning, took my kids to school and legit was like, man, this is going to be a great fucking day. Is what it's going to be. Gonna be a phenomenal day, dude. So got my workout in the morning, watch that sunrise. I'm not flexing right now. We can break down my workouts at a different time, but was I up at 4:30? Yes, dude. Was I up before Jocko? There's no question. So that's not what this episode's about, but I am just saying, watch the sunrise. Saw there wasn't a cloud in the sky. Fuck, what a day we've been having, brother.
Yes, sir.
This is it. Now here's the negative, and I hate being a negative Nancy on a Good Vibes podcast.
Hang on, slow down.
I know, but I must speak my truth, William. And I'm going to right now. This weather's fantastic, but it's short-lived. In 3 weeks, we're going to be burning up. Mosquito bites everywhere. Heat, hot, pouring rain.
That's the one thing that, like, winter doesn't get enough credit for is it keeps the bugs away.
It keeps
the bugs away.
I'll tell you what, too, dude. couple nights ago, I believe it was Saturday night after you left, I walked outside after putting the kids down.
Yeah.
And I could hear the frogs going, Armageddon of the insects is now upon us again.
They're
you
coming
go,
back.
You go out in the wintertime and it's quiet. It's eerie almost. And the summertime starts hitting, legit World War III in the South when it comes to insects and bugs. Yeah. They're fucking out there killing each other all night. They're going fucking crazy on each other.
Yeah.
And it was nice to hear that warfare.
The weather's back for the yeah. boys.
Because what's horrible for them is white noise for me. It was a nice feeling. Now the bug deal, you know, it is what it is, brother. They're not out yet, but they are coming.
They are coming. But yeah. these next, like I would say this next month, maybe two, right? Maybe we'll get two yeah. squeeze two in there until about June. I think we'll be living a good life.
Yeah, May solid. It all depends on April, dude, because usually April is when those showers come. April showers bring May flowers. You know what I'm talking about, Mitch. I see a nod in the back.
Poetic.
There, dude. Poetic. That is, I think, part of a poem
yeah,
at one
poetry,
point.
Yeah.
It's definitely a phrase now, but I believe at one point it was written in a poem.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3chi.com. That's 3chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
But you know what was tough that I did not expect is how muggy Tejas was.
Texas?
Yes, dude. We pulled into Austin. I had that hoodie on because it was freezing here.
Yes.
Freezing. We pull into Texas. Now, let me just say real quick, I've already tweeted it once, and if you don't follow, now's the time, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you're just watching this episode, I retract my negative statements about Austin, Texas the last time I was there. I did not enjoy myself. A lot of homeless. There was a lot of homeless out there. However, this time I went there.
Walked down the street, a lot of homeless.
Fucking vibes the entire way. Not the entire, there's always going to be a little bit of adversity, boys. Texas, University of Texas, outstanding school, phenomenal colors, great facilities. They were a little... And I say this with a grain of salt because it ended up getting a lot stronger, a little more difficult to deal with. They have a lot more red tape. But that being said, they got Sark, sat him down. We only had 15 minutes. You know, your boys pushed it to 18.
Yeah.
And it was a phenomenal interview, dude. That's out now. You guys can listen to that whenever you want, dude. After you listen to this episode, scoot over there. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Do the whole fucking thing.
They probably
thing.
Already watched because we're talking to tier ones right now. And any ones. New Texas fans that we have here, we are a... Horns down podcast.
Nope.
Taylor,
no.
we're 50% horns down, 50% horns
well,
up.
I mean, we don't have to be right now. We can find out. Bloss, horns up or horns down, brother?
Horns down. Yeah. Let's go, Bloss.
He talking when he did that, too.
Fucking, yeah.
Hit me with the rah. Okay, so right now we're a 66% horns down podcast. Jack, horns up or horns down?
Horns up.
Oh! No!
Bro, the real UT resides in Knoxville, Tennessee. And that's a goddamn fact. Tennessee was established 80 years prior to Texas. Any of these fucking Texas fans that want to say, oh, Texas is the real UT, shut the fuck up.
Dude. Hey, that's a great favor to ask right there.
Hey.
That was good.
I'm gonna hold on
and
one second.
No, that's a clip. That's gotta be a clip.
I got something to show you right there. I'm telling you, dude, it's a fucking hitter. Just it don't is. Sleep on that. Bring Katy Perry back. I don't even know what she's doing anymore. When I saw Jack
Mitch,
tweeting
what are you?
About that.
Horns up, horns down. Your
hold
horns up?
Right, hold. Horns up, brother. There you go. So we are a 60% horns down podcast.
JP!
Yo!
Horns up or horns down?
Horns up, baby!
Let's go! 50-50! Garrett!
Hey, take it easy. We can get his attention.
Fuck!
That's what? 4-3? Horns down pod takes
the
cake.
Do the percentage on that. I don't got that.
4-3 is...
I did look something up earlier this week. And I said, what college is UT? And it said University of Texas.
Yeah, well, look at these facts right here.
Give me a minute.
1794 versus 1883. Bro, we had kids who were in the first class of Tennessee that were grandparents by the time they had their first class of Texas.
You could literally say they were almost dead, if not most of them were dead.
Yeah, probably. I mean, in the 1700s, most likely all of them. It could be second generation there.
Yeah. Listen, I get it, brother. I understand what you're saying. A lot of history and tradition out there in Knoxville,
Tennessee.
Maybe
60%.
60% what?
Hey, hey, oi, oi, oi.
4-3? He goes, brother, it is not.
What is the percentage of like 1 out of 7?
See, that's what
I
don't.
What I try doing. I try going 100 divided by 7.
This is not the ammo you want to give Theo right now.
Wait, 100 divided by 7. He can't do the math either.
100 divided by 7? Brother, why are you doing that? 10 is 70, 11 is 77.
You go zero, and then you go one, and then it's 30.
You fucked me up.
4.2 times 7. Wait.
Hold on, you might be onto something here, bro.
14.2 times 7. What's 14.2 times 7? What's 14?
70.
99.4.
Okay, that's off. That's wrong. 14.2 times 4.
56.8.
That sounds about right.
I stand corrected. My bad.
56.8% horns down on this bus. Now, I don't think
we would. I would love to see if that is actually correct. I don't know how to do it, but maybe
I don't know what Garrett's out there just on Jack. I don't know why he's against.
He's a Texas. Bama guy. 57. Bama and Texas have been going at it the last 57. Few years.
Well, maybe that's something I don't know. I retract the gag on that. Huh?
We're a 57%.
What did I say?
56.
56.8.
That's round minor details.
Casual roundup.
Yeah.
That's a minor
brain podcast.
Big brain podcast, brother. We got
now, Jack, did you enjoy yourself at least in Austin?
Bro, don't get me wrong. I'm horns down because I'm a Tennessee fan, but I love Austin.
Yeah.
I love Texas. Like, they...
Dude, Texas really is a fucking vibe.
There was red tape everywhere.
Yeah.
But it was the nicest facilities we have seen so far as a podcast. Without a doubt.
Hold that just for a second, because I do want to talk about that stuff too. But we talk about all the red tape surrounding it. Dude, meeting John and Tommy.
Yeah, it seems like we have meeting a foot in the door for a relationship.
There were some good conversations. Yeah. And then once you got to understand why the red tape was the red tape, you kind of got it.
Yeah, because it's a big time program with a lot of projects.
They don't. Yeah, they're not throwing that ass at everything for everybody. You know what I mean?
Texas
they're
is very, the number one school in Texas. And I say that after TCU has gone to the college football playoffs. I'm saying that right now.
Yeah, no, Texas is
on
like,
their way up.
We're horns down for Texas, but we're also horny for Texas. You know, you can be that at the same time.
You could say that.
You could say that too.
Me? We can all say it. The University of Texas was a great time. We're horny for the orange and white.
For the burnt orange.
For the burnt orange and white.
I do love UT. I don't know why I keep bringing it back to Jack, dude. That burnt orange.
Oh, it's a great color.
It goes so fucking hard.
Yeah. But burnt orange is out there, though. You don't see that Knoxville orange anywhere else besides Knoxville. That's wrong. But
what are you saying?
Incredible color scheme.
Are you telling me that burnt orange is not as good?
I'm saying that there are other colleges out there that have that burnt orange. No one has.
What's your preference in orange color? I'll ask that.
I mean, the sunset orange, which is considered burnt orange, I don't think you can beat that. But that's just strictly from a color palette.
I love him being honest.
Yeah, you got to be objective about it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you being objective.
Tennessee orange is objectively obnoxious. It is a very bright, potent orange. So that like really warm sunset.
Potent fan base.
Yeah, potent fan base.
And just they go fucking hard.
The exclusivity you feel like you have when you're a Texas football player. Like you're walking around those facilities and if you're a player walking around, I don't see how you walk out and not think, yo, I want to fucking go to Texas. And that's coming from a boy. Trust me, I bleed red. I'm all big red and I'm still pro big red in it all. But you walk, especially if you live in Texas and Texas gives you that offer probably in nowadays, eighth grade.
I mean, you saw that map of how many players they have from all in the country and how many are in Texas versus the rest of the country. It was wild. Yes. They keep that shit in-house.
But all in-house, which you can do, because Texas is Texas.
Huge.
Unbelievable. I said this a bunch of times, but I'll say it one more time just so it's officially on file. When I was in high school, that was one of the three schools. I was like, if they offer, I'm committing on the spot.
Would you, if you had offers from them and LSU, where are you going?
Ooh.
Or do we need to wait? Yeah, or USC. Or should we wait until we go to LSU here in a couple
weeks? I've been to
LSU
a couple times. We're going to be blown away by them. I haven't seen their facilities, but we're going to be blown away. Like the stadium.
That's going to rival Texas really hard, their facilities.
I heard their facilities fucking rip. Their campus is beautiful. They have an open container law there too. They literally have drive-through liquor stores in Louisiana. Isn't that crazy? Mm. You can literally get a drink and put it in your cup holder. And as long as the little paper stays on, and they pull you over like, oh, so you're good.
Damn.
Isn't that wild?
That's the Louisiana, though.
And it's a crazy culture. Like, Texas is its own entity as well, but Louisiana is, like, a wild culture. Wild.
Yeah, but that pride at Texas, bro.
I know.
But again, so I don't have a whole...
Bro, the purple, the yellow, the white, like, that's a cool color scheme, too. Now, if I'm basing color schemes... Texas is way over LSU, but
way over.
I think that burnt orange, dude. I get horny helmet, for burnt orange.
That purple and yellow.
When they purple rock the purple yellow, unis, they're always rocking the white with the yellow. I need to see, like, that's hard.
They got, yeah, that, yeah, that's that yellow. Hard,
but this is what they usually wear right there. They usually wear the whites and the yellow on top. And but I think one thing that's going to set them apart, the stadium. LSU Stadium is fucking insane. It's crazy.
Yeah, because Texas Stadium, it's beautiful, but it wasn't like...
Here's the issue with
Texas. My socks are blown up. Nebraska's better. When stadium.
Here's the issue with Texas.
Wouldn't you agree?
Nebraska's?
Yeah, stadium.
Yes, but I'll tell you
why. Walking out of the tunnel.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Texas, when you walk out in the stadium, very old with a back that's very new, and it definitely clashes with each other. Mm. I think if it was all like that new, the new part they put up with the big screen, those master suites that are in there, like $250,000 for a season, that... If that was all the way around like that, you're looking at one of the top stadiums in the country. But I think Lincoln's awesome. Lincoln rips. I love Lincoln. Just making sure you know.
I just bring everything back to Nebraska. Yeah. It helps to have that validation.
And I don't want to bring up, when Jack, we were making sure Jack was being objective about things. I think there was something you said in Texas that was not very objective. You said that Nebraska had better facilities than Texas. I don't agree, but I do want you to speak whatever that truth is, if it's actually truthful, if you want to be objective right now.
I think it, number one, I think they both rival each other very well. I think the color schemes at Texas, it's when you got that white and they got that lighting going on there, it's easy to fall in love with that.
Gold, that not that gold, the gunmetal gray in the locker rooms too, that I thought was right. Incredible.
And they do a good job complimenting each other all the way around the facility. Nebraska, they're you know, always it seems like developing something, but they kind of have that black and the red going on now in some of the newer developed spots. I think once they get continuity around that, like, that's going to go hard. And not to mention...
Black and red is an awesome color scheme.
Yeah, and the way they're doing the LED lights and everything, like, yo, that shit looks fucking tough, fire. Bro. And I'm talking about that just with schools in general who do that. Like, that shit looks tough. But Nebraska's new facilities that are coming... They're gonna be it. So
you can see the holes in your okay, good. You said it's gonna be it. I'm saying objectively right now.
I think they rival each other easy, and I'm giving the edge to Nebraska.
You're giving the edge to Nebraska.
Yeah.
You see, I don't think you're being objective there because I think we can all agree that Michigan's facilities were better than Nebraska.
You guys had a weight room.
We have a fire
weight room. Weight room is insane at Michigan.
Locker room's not that big.
Boys, yeah, it is. That's where it fucking
Our weight room is big now, 16,000 square feet.
I think that's half the size of Oosterbon.
Yeah, weight room reminded me though of like an early 2000s, kind of like it was premiered then.
Hasn't been updated
all
yet.
New facilities will maybe beat out Texas.
And I said that to him too, but he just won't get off like
right the, now.
Right Texas, now,
I think holds number
right
one.
Right now, it goes Texas. From what we've seen, Texas, Michigan, Nebraska. Those are the top three. I don't think
Michigan's got it like that. I think over
Michigan
Nebraska.
Right now, because everything is updated there. Now, once that $200 million facility comes in where it's just football, I can almost guarantee that Nebraska will have a better setup than Michigan. But right now, they do not. And that's okay, because in a year, the $200 million facility is going to be up and running.
But
we're going to have a whole new conversation about that then.
We got to talk about the entirety of the facilities. Like, our facilities are right there. You get in that tunnel walk and you're going right out to the stadium. And I like our stadium over the big house. We're louder.
Yeah, I think...
More sold out. We got the fucking fans,
there's
bro.
A level of the big house being overrated.
Yeah.
Speaking objectively, you put 115,000 people in a stadium, it needs to be much louder. Here's how you fix that right away. You can't fix structure, Jackie. That's history, and Michigan will never, ever, ever... give up the structure of the big house because it is such an iconic figure in Ann Arbor, Michigan. What I would do though, tear those fucking bench seats out, align the whole stadium with aluminum, just like they do at the University of Washington, just like they do at Seattle. It'll literally vibrate. You'll get, I can almost guarantee, twice as much volume for half the price. I'm just letting you know. That's what they need to do. If you get loud, then the history and tradition and all that now keeps up. But when you walk in there, unless it's like Ohio State, the third weekend in November, it's not that loud of a stadium.
But let's talk about the quality of fan that's in each spot. Like Michigan, you ain't got them dogish fans, bro.
Old fans.
I really hope.
There's a lot. You've even talked about before. There's just a lot going on in Michigan to where you don't have them fucking diehards. It's not like.
They are diehards, but they are. It is much more of a white collar setup.
Yeah, it's like a preppy diehard fan.
I know. And I that hurt to hear because I am. Yet I am a part of that school. And I wish there was a little more. That weight room now, Herb, that strength coach, that's grit. That's fucking grit in there now, brother.
He's a scouter.
That football program. Just that football program.
Herb though
is fucking grit. That the football team is fucking grit. That hockey team, grit. Their basketball team, tough year this year, fucking grit. However, the school itself, it's not that gritty. It's not a gritty school. It's not Lincoln, Nebraska. It's not Texas. It's not going to be LSU. It's not even South Carolina. It's not. And does that disappoint me a little bit? It doesn't disappoint me, but it's just not. It doesn't like. If I'm speaking strictly on Taylor Lewan and the representation of myself, like it doesn't match. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You guys fucking picking up what I'm putting down here?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No, I do. There
it
are.
Doesn't align with the core values that you'd like to
now,
have in a school.
If you take the 10 most hardcore fans of the University of Michigan, they're going to rival any other school because they're fucking. So is any school. They're going to be some fucking diehards out there. Now, Lincoln, Nebraska. That's fucking blue collar, stand on a quarter, see the entire state type of fucking mentality.
But they'll definitely shake your hand after the game's over.
That is the most mind-blowing thing. Most mind-blowing thing. Got absolutely butt-fucked in Lincoln, Nebraska one time playing football. Huh? And I walked out of that stadium sore, limping. And they're like, hey, brother, great job out there. Yeah. Good luck the rest of the season.
It's weird,
swear
man.
To God, it's very weird how polite they are.
You guys heard how John was talking about it.
It actually pisses me off a little bit more.
How
I don't like that,
too.
Dude.
But.
No joke, I think I might have a cane sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
But it's not like a...
I can feel your energy when you're talking about UT.
You know you when you hit...
Tennessee.
It's, you hit them other caffeines. You hit them other caffeines. It's a little artificial. Like, there's always a weird, like,
I'm having a coffee sometimes.
No
like,
artificial
just get, like,
flavors.
Halfway through it, and I start getting those jitters.
Same.
With this, it literally is just, you're right there in the middle. It's perfect.
I was crushing a latte, and literally, it's like the same. You get jitters. I start pinning a little bit more. I feel like anxiety versus, like, you know.
Pure focus.
Didn't see that coming, huh?
That's
fucking wild.
But properwild.com/Barstool, 30% off from the boys to you. You guys will love it. Proper Wild really is them.
It is really them.
With that, I am gonna hit one.
Give me a little sip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do want one.
Oh, that lemon lime is nice.
Oh, let me get a lemon lime, dude.
You want apple or lemon lime?
Lemmy.
Because the apple's solid.
Give me that lemon lime, dog. You see it, Mitch?
Dope,
Mitch gave me a little compliment too when we were back in what was the school we went to before?
South Carolina.
We were at the bar unsolicited, walks out to me and goes, hey, your ass is getting better.
Wow, Mitch.
Middle of the night too. Drinks were flowing.
I was gonna say, walks up.
Drinks were flowing, bro.
Finds a shot.
And I literally looked at him, I popped the head down, I go, thanks, man. I needed that more than you know. Because when that ACL goes, if you ever had ACL boys and you can't be getting on those legs too much, those cheeks are the first thing to leave. Never had the most phenomenal ass in the world.
Hey, but it works.
Easy killer.
It works now. Let's
easy
not
now.
It works. That thing works hard.
Yeah, that is really good. Only 2.5 fluid.
What else do we got? What else? Like, there's a lot of shit to talk about. But again, I'm operating differently right now.
Let's talk about we talked about the facilities. We talked about all that. We got some barbecue out there. Terry Black.
Oh, we got blacked by Terry at his little barbecue joint.
And it is, I love the setup, dude. You walk in, you get in a single file line. There's a buffet style. You're picking your sads. When you pick your sads, you now get in another line and you go up. That's when the anxiety hits, right? Because you're hitting a barbecue spot. Everyone's like, this is the number one spot in Austin. And then there's the real Texans who are like, oh, that's not the spot.
Hospitality was
insane.
Oh, baby, go walk in. You should get in that line right there. Like, oh my gosh, that's no problem. Amazing.
We walk up to a tatted individual and he goes, what are we getting today, boys? Realizes there's six of us, correct? There's six of us going on, coming up. He goes, go and bring all those trays up here. Starts giving us samples of absolutely everything you can possibly have. Tells us how it's cooked, how long it's cooked, how it's seasoned, everything in between, dude. But brother, there was a lot of meat consumed by the boys. Jack, there's an argument to whether Jack really ate a lot or not because he was fighting the old Vegas fight. Brother, I'm just saying what
Why
the argument was.
Why are you trying to do this when you know I'm the one who, my plate was so fucking clean?
That's the argument.
And I have the video. There's no argument. There's substantial evidence.
I think you're projecting from Vegas.
There was also before.
I'm not, though.
Before that video was taken.
I heard Jack defending himself. What are we talking about?
Mitch, yes,
before that video was taken, there was caught out a peripheral. Jack taking some food off of his plate and putting on others.
And now So he's putting to the left. You check the tapes. I'm the farthest seat on the left. So was I putting it on the plate of the table?
Brother, this is when.
Shut up,
y'all! I'm loving Mitch's use of brother right now, dude. I'm loving use of brother. Shut up.
For some context, we were in Vegas and Jack. We all ate wings and Jack.
Not all
unfortunately,
of us.
Sadly. Left a lot of meat on the bones with all,
on one,
with all of his
on
wings.
One fucking
with
all turkey of his wings. They left on my plate. Yeah, look, I admitted this. I was wrong.
But I'm trying not, to set up something in Texas when that's barbecue. It's like, house. Bro,
did
we
you
had.
Did you post anything? No.
Yeah, you didn't, did you?
No, because that's not my game. But
no,
hey, because
he knew. He just knew. He knew we had 10 pounds of meat and everybody did what they could.
There was a point when Jack was talking about the situation where he crushed food and you guys didn't. You did say, I feel solid about our story right now. And I think that's what really put it in for Jack.
Because he goes,
we can live tweet it right now.
He threatened me with the video.
We can live tweet it right now.
He threatened me with the video and I go, whatever I said. I'm like, hey, I feel good about
there
where
was
we're
no
at.
No
good
about threat it. Ever. I think you saw me take the video.
You whispered to me and you go,
no, there was
you go,
a threat.
You go, you said something about like, you keep this up, like, just know that I got this.
Just know
and then
that
you
I got this.
Fucking stuck me up outside.
Oh yeah, we like right when we walked out the door, I turned around immediately and put my finger in Jack's stomach. I'm like, you got something to fucking tell me,
dude. So yeah, Terry Black's was delicious, dude. The guy was extremely accommodating. We ate a whole bunch of meat. That was now Will has his own story, but I'll say mine. That is probably the best barbecue I've ever had. And there's probably a lot of Texans out there listening right now, going, brother, you have no idea. There's a couple down Route 66 that you're going to fucking just fall into. Go to a place over there. Some guy's been doing it for 60 years in the same smoker. He might make the best barbecue of all time. For now, this is the best barbecue I've had of all time. But you ran into a bit of a situation in Houston with your barbecue.
Yeah. So,
and maybe you can get some more clarity here. Maybe the people can help you.
Right. I'm a big brisket guy. I love brisket. I love ribs. I feel like pulled pork and everything else, you're going to kind of taste the same. It's all kind of the same, right? But taste of the brisket is phenomenal. Terry Black's, great place to go get barbecue, but the best brisket I feel like I've had so far in my life as an adolescent and an adult has been at this spot called Q in the fucking Houston airport. And that's going to take everybody by surprise. I know, trust me. Listen, I'm trying to figure my shit out too. Because I am a big barbecue guy. Like, I fucking love barbecue. The sun, like, yesterday when we were out on the deck, I'm like, man, we need to get all this stuff going because it's grilling season. Grilling season is upon us. Like, that's vibes, that's socializing, it's the best.
Still looking for a grill.
Still looking for a grill for anybody out there. Was hoping to pull some, I was hoping to pull some Traeger, but it hasn't worked out. So your boy is in the market for a nice grill, a nice new grill. Because I do love smoking meat. That's been my little forte, which by the way, I need to have the boys over again. I need a round two.
You weren't proud of that. I thought it was pretty decent.
Well, I know what my potential is. That's why. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's okay if you guys enjoyed it and there's a little bit of fluff and trying to enjoy it and just telling me it for my own. But I know what I'm capable of. You know what I'm saying?
I've never been a massive barbecue consumer.
Yeah.
So I thoroughly enjoy myself. You know me and ribs. I've had ribs like 3 times in my life. Every single time I've had them, I've thrown up.
Yeah.
And that was the 4th time I've had them, and I didn't throw up. So to me,
I'm going
to
dial in that apple jalapeno rib for you, and you're gonna have a different tune, I think. I think you're still going to have a different tune.
You know what I love in the barbecue game is the cheddar jalapeno stuffed sausage. That, to me.
The sausage at Terry Black's was so fucking good.
Easy, buddy.
I know.
Might have to go back.
They were awesome. Their ribs, their sausage, those were my two favorites. But getting back onto this brisket, and maybe there's some Texans out there, some people that know what I'm talking about.
The way he spanked that thing? Horny.
Horny, bro.
Sorry, regather yourself. That's my fault.
I'm thinking of the brisket. It's coming at me right now. But the the ratio with the brisket, the meat and the fat, just the texture, the juiciness and everything in between, bro. I'm telling you, Q barbecue at the Houston airport is so far, I believe, the best brisket I've ever had in my life.
That's crazy. If you use the word airport in that, it's just,
I'm going to lose a lot of credibility, but maybe there are people out there, maybe Q's like a spot in Austin or in Houston that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
But I'm not fucking joking.
Well,
we've had this conversation before. We might just fly to Houston just to go eat at the airport.
Every time I've flown to Houston with the team, guys are, apparently the food there is phenomenal. Papagayo's, I believe, is a spot out there.
Papados.
It's like a seafood Cajun thing, I think. It's supposed to be insane.
I've heard about
that. Everyone's always going there. I mean, we go there once a year, right? So guys are always piling in to an Uber and ripping over there to Papados.
Yeah, they have a seafood chain, they have a Mexican chain, and then they have a barbecue chain, and it's like Papados.
Is that like peel and eat stuff? Seafood?
No, I don't know. It's not like that.
I always wanted to go to a seafood place that has the bag.
Yeah.
Like it has a bag of seafood with just the butter in it and the seasoning.
No, yeah, I think it's overrated.
Really? I've never had
it. That's why I said good on the Papado thing, because we went to, I don't know what it was called, but Keenan Robinson took us somewhere when we were out in Virginia because people love that seasoned bag and butter stuff. But, you know, it's too messy for a boy. Too much work for a little bit of a return on investment.
That makes me a little worried about our stop at LSU coming up because we're going to have a crawfish boil out there. And crawfish is a very social setting. It's all work and a little play.
But it's
a big time social setting for sure.
I know. I'm just like, you know, when Charles, she's from Maryland, and when she'd want to take me to the crab, like opening up crab and everything else, like I get the social aspect of it, but it's like, what are we fucking doing here? Like I'm working way too hard for this shit.
You got to get on the Instagram, bro. Sometimes the food things pop up. I saw some chick twisting off the sides of a crab and it's going like this, and the thing would just rip out. Now she had a nice little technique on her.
A crab, like a full crab. Are we talking a crab?
She like twisted off one side.
Especially if you get the king crab legs, you're getting something thick coming out of there.
Yeah.
But you get the smaller ones, like it just depends.
Right. Can we back up for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maryland.
What was that?
Maryland.
Maryland. Maryland.
You don't. It's
Maryland.
Maryland.
Not Maryland.
Maryland.
That's what Maryland does. Crab cakes and football.
That's what Maryland does.
Yeah. You said Maryland.
Maryland.
Like it was an amusement park.
I mean, Mary's land.
My wife.
You know what? Look up the history on Maryland. I want to know what Maryland is talking about here, bro. You know, Jack?
I was a G.
My wife spoke out in that. Like even my wife said something about it, but yeah, Maryland.
Got to go to the Northeast and get some seafood up there.
Baltimore, my rookie year, I got a couple crab cakes that were like this fucking big. They're like 2 pounds.
New England clam chowder too.
Dude, the best clam chowder I've ever had is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I know it sounds wild.
That was
like a tradition at the hotel. You would go there and they'd have pitchers of clam chowder. So fucking good, dude.
Down in Florida, it's really good, too.
Guys before games would not eat anything else. They would literally eat the pitcher of clam chowder, and that was their pregame meal.
Yeah.
It's like, no wonder why we didn't win a whole lot of games. That and the drugs. But that fucking clam chowder probably had a lot to do with it.
I tell you, you got to shout out them businesses that figure something out, even when it's not like their forte, like of the region. You know what I mean? Like clam chowder's not like a...
It's not an Ann Arbor thing.
Yeah. It's not an Ann Arbor thing. Like, you know.
But it was legit like a tradition of Michigan. Now, that hotel we used to go to is now the Graduate, where we've stayed at before.
Shout out the Graduate. No free shout outs
to the Graduate, but shout out Graduate. And I don't even know if they do the clam chowder anymore, which is so sad if they don't, because it was truly like the best thing ever. Did you ever do traditions at your school, like take a drink or anything like that? Like we had a thing called the drink, and your first 12 travels, you had to, the seniors would make a concoction. They could put whatever they wanted in it, which is scary. And you would have to take a teaspoon of it and eat it. I was starting as a freshman and I had to eat it every day before the game. And it was like Tabasco, salt, pepper, horseradish.
No.
Clumped up. Y'all never had nothing like that?
No, like each freshman would have to like basically all the O-linemen, the senior and junior and senior O-linemen would shower together and each freshman would have to go in and basically shower with them.
Dude, what?
Bro, I didn't go get it and now this, dude.
Yo, what is wrong with your lifestyle?
I made that up.
Okay. I was fucking worried, dude. Oh my God.
As you were going, I was like, I don't really have anything, but let me just make some weird shit up that can live on TikTok. I don't know. Oh, but your reaction is solid. Hopefully that gets caught. Because I was trying to just keep it in. Just have to go shower with the
star. Right, you're out. Get in there. That shit is funny, dude. Funny. Mitchie, you weren't a part of a frat, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Jack, you weren't a frat boy, were you?
I was for a year and a half or so, and then
they initiated him too much. He had to leave.
Yeah, they hazed the shit out of him. Now,
what's the worst thing they did to you?
I didn't really get it. I didn't get anything. They like. I remember one guy tried to. They call like bows and toes, so it's like doing a plank but on your elbows.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember it was like some older asshole.
Just a regular plank.
And I was like a freshman, like just like on your actual elbows. And a lot of times they make you do them on like bottle caps. So, like, it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
But I remember they, like, placed, like, a solo cup full of beer on my back. And, like, he was like, you got to make it to 60 seconds. And if you do that, you're good. And I remember I made it to 59 three times in a row. And at 59, he just spilled the beer all over my back. And I'm in, like, a suit. And that was, like, literally the worst thing that ever, like, happened to me. And then I was like, dude, I'm done with this shit. Like, I'm not paying for this anymore. And I told him I was out. And the president called me and was like, hey, man. You don't have to pay anymore. It's all good. Like, you can still show up to the stuff. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm doing that.
You see Jack being pissed. Yeah. Like,
oh,
upset.
Yeah.
Mad Jack as getting fuck. Mad like, as... I'm tired of this shit.
Oh, no. I was just like, Jack, dude, I'm not...
Jack getting upset once a week, dude. Those are the three things you can guarantee on.
Bro, I can't imagine hazing your ass. Can't imagine it.
No, I mean, I met cool guys. I mean, look. It was fun. We, you know, had fun parties and shit. But, like, at the end of the day, like, after you're a freshman, that shit's so lame. Like, watching... guys who are 21 and 22, they're seniors, like having this power struggle over kids who are just coming in just because they were fucking losers in high school and now they finally have some kind of status. It's like, ooh. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah. Jack
is fiery today. Fiery, dude.
He's speaking to somebody too, like directly.
He's talking to one guy. He's talking to one fucking guy.
I hope everyone enjoys these fucking pods,
dude,
the way we do.
The powwows are the fucking best. Dude, Greek life really is. An interesting concept.
Yeah, it's
now the networking thing. You look far into the future. The networking deal seems like a nice little move for people. When I was in college, it was like, why would you pay for friends?
The Greek life didn't fuck with the football team when I was in school. Oh. So we never went to none of that stuff, bro.
Our Greek life kind of fucked with us, but I was kind of a little frat boy myself. Like, yeah. I would kind of get in there.
Because remember, Richie Incognito went and knocked on some Greek house and beat the shit out of basically everybody in there.
Situation like that too in college.
Richie was older than me. I don't know how much. How old is Richie?
34, 35. He's probably 2 years older than
you. He was probably the generation like right before I got there. But we had this strength coach named Riggs, Rigoni, and he was a stud. I'm talking, you'd get in the cold tub and he would just come up after like holding his breath for 5 minutes. The dude was a fucking,
whoa.
He was a special teams demon, bro. And he would tell us a story about how and Bo was a coach at the time too.
Mm.
And Rigoni, I feel like, I guess he got jumped or beat up by a couple fraternity dudes. And then they had this team meeting like, hey, if this anything
happens. Pronunciation today.
Do what?
Fraternity dudes.
And then they had a team meeting and coach was like, hey, anybody who picks on our own, like, you know, I know how we would handle and stuff like that. And Riggs said that Richie came up to him and goes, hey, get in my truck. And he goes, I didn't have much of a relationship with Richie. Because the dude was just a savage. And Riggs was just like a special teams player. He's like, walk on special teams player. That's how he got it. And so he gets in the truck with Richie and he's like, I want you to point out the house that they live in. And they're like driving. It's just them two. And Riggs is like, it's that house right there. And apparently Richie gets out and goes and knocks on the door. And right when they answer, he fucking kicks the door in and starts beating the shit out of everybody he's looking at. And comes out unscathed.
Imagine like everybody was in there showing up at the door.
Just- bro.
On the screen.
The screen's dead.
Oh, fuck.
But, hey, imagine that, bro. You're just rolling. You're just rolling with somebody like Richie that you're like, oh, he's, you know, seems like he's going to be, this is the right guy to be with. You point and you're like, man, I wonder what's going to happen. He just beats the shit out of everybody in the house.
Comes out. And that's how you got kicked out of Nebraska, right?
No, there were other things.
We don't need to go into that.
That one, they come back the next day, and I feel like the consensus is the coach is feeling like, who knows if we should have had that kind of meeting for fucking Richie, because you know Richie was sitting there like, oh, fucking, yeah, not one of our own.
Richie's hasn't aged a day in his life. We saw him when we were in Arizona for the Super Bowl. Guy looks exactly like he did when I met him 7 years ago. It's just wild.
I know. We got to get him on the bus.
Tank, bro. Yeah, we should
get him on the bus. We got to get him on. Because I'd love to ask him about that. Because you know how stories are, too. Like, legends. Legend has it.
Yeah. Dude, I probably told a story once on the bus before when Jordan Kovacs, I think he actually coaches for the Bengals now. He was at the University of Michigan, walk-on guy, was a special teams guy, end up becoming all Big Ten safety and getting drafted to the Dolphins. Like, killer story, all-American type of cat.
Yeah.
Great dude. That's him right there. He gets drafted or goes to the Dolphins, comes back for like a bye week or something like that during game. We're out. We're at Rick's American Cafe. Your boy's hammered drunk. And he comes up. He goes, bro, there's this guy on the Dolphins that reminds me so much. You guys have the same exact personality. Like, the way you guys get after it, all this stuff. He's like, his name's Richie Incognito. You should fuck, like, you guys would definitely be boys. 2 weeks later, all that Jonathan Martin shit came out. And I was like, that guy thinks I'm the same as him?
Oh, yeah.
And then fucking Richie and I met before the Bills game my second year because Gabe Eicher went to the Bills. And we all got dinner the night before the game.
Yeah.
And Richie and I hit it off.
Like, yeah, we could bully these guys. Yeah.
And then we trained together that offseason, dude. And anytime Richie and I took a photo together, the comments in there were like, not these two. Not these two together, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was fucking... Dude, Richie... I've said this before, and I'll say it 1,000 times. A healthy Richie Incognito is one of the greatest human beings in the world.
Bro.
He's a
good soul, bro. We saw him at we saw him out in Arizona.
Sorry.
You know.
He didn't take his black label today.
You know that CTE FG goes at times, bro.
Yeah, dude. We saw him in Arizona and, during the Drake thing, which was its own fucking story in its own. And big hugs. It was a little nervous.
You haven't talked
to him in a while, dude. And you kind of. Things with Richie and I, which is not my story to tell. We could probably have him on the podcast one day and tell the whole story, but we didn't end on the best of terms. Like, the last time we saw him was at Excess, and he basically pulled you to the side and was like, hey, I don't fuck with Taylor.
Yeah, he goes, oh, I want to keep his energy away from mine. And right. I was like, no, it's me, him, and Lane Johnson standing there. And I'm like, all right, man. He's like, hey, but we're good, though. And I'm like, thank God. He's like, I just want you to know that, blah, blah, blah.
He's thinking Taylor's going to have to fight his own battles out there.
And then when we did see him in Arizona, I'm like thinking, like, because Richie's like, oh, come on back here. Come on. I'm like, hey, Richie. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, I think it's going to go smooth because he is like, yo, Richie's like a good soul.
He's a good
soul.
When he's
chirping you, it's a scary spot to be in.
Yeah, but you got to chirp back. But this just goes back to him fucking his stuff he had to deal with, dude. And it seems like when we were in Arizona with him, it seemed like he had all his shit together. And he's like, just seemed like the best version of himself. Mm. So I hope that train keeps rolling, dude. Because like I said, that version of Richie, there's literally not a better human out there. Not a better human.
Yeah, he's fun,
dude, man. He was the one that, like, when I first met Taylor, me and Taylor, obviously, for those of you who listen a lot, the tier ones out there, we fucking, Taylor and I got engaged in 5 weeks, married in 2 months. We got married on 420 because we thought it was funny. But when I told people that I was going to get married, I told like 3 people. One of my best friend at the time, we're really not even that close anymore, and he like tried to talk me off the ledge, like saying all this shit. And then Richie pulled me over to the side and was like, hey, are you sure about this? And then he laid out like, she could be a gold digger, she could be this, she could be that, all these things. She's like, are you okay with the worst case situation? I was like, yeah. He goes, then brother, I'm happy for you. And like, it was a great conversation that a friend would have with another friend in that situation. And then right from there, as soon as like he knew like I was rock solid on it, he like was like, it's your decision. You do what you do. And he was amazing, dude.
One of the boys.
Took me, Taylor, and him, took us to the first Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz fight. To Vegas. He's like, hey, we're going to go this weekend. Do you want
to go?
I was like, bro, I don't really watch UFC like that, but I'll go with you. And he's like, go watch Conor McGregor videos and call me back. So I went on like a 2-hour fucking, I was going down an absolute rabbit hole of Conor McGregor stuff. And I called him back. I was like, I got to fucking go to this.
Law of attraction stuff, dude, that he spits.
It was insane, dude. It was awesome. So Richie's fucking thought.
Come on the bus, brother. Mm-hmm. Come on the bus.
He said, oh, come on.
Yeah, no, he definitely wants to get on.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, Texas was fucking awesome. We did the live show. Back on the live show shit, dude.
Hey, the live show was a vibe,
the live show was
bro.
Live, bro. It was. Now,
great setup. We had the green room. Yeah. We had the green room spot.
Talk about the green room from Texas to South Carolina.
The green room in South Carolina was a basement. It was a
scary dungeon.
Like,
gritty. We got gritty.
Doing it justice is saying it was a basement. It was a cellar. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. A cellar with a freezer big enough to hide bodies in. Yeah. That's where we're sitting waiting to go up to go on stage. But the spot, Vulcan Gas Company, they had a good setup. A little two-story spot right over top of the stage. Like, it was fucking cool. And then they had the green room. And he's like, he pulls out cigars. He's like, hey, smoke. You can smoke in here. You can smoke cigars, whatever you want to do. And I'm like, oh, buddy, I'm going to get my hands on a gar now, yeah. Which I did drunk. But
yeah, we did start drinking like right when the VIP thing started. So by the time we hit the show, we were cooked.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it was big. It felt like, hey, this is a little more nervous.
Yeah, it had like a good, like, kind of like we made it type vibe. Like, look at this, bro.
Yeah.
And it was almost sold out. And fucking this week in Columbus, Ohio, of all the places we're going to, dude, is sold out. That's crazy.
Yeah. Hostile environment.
I can't wait to get a little razz going with the crowd.
But then Volcan is like a few down from the mothership too. Like you're just on a street where you know, like, oh,
that was on 6th Street, right?
Yeah, comedy comes through here. Well, now I know they're trying to build it.
It seems like Joe Rogan's really just said, fuck LA, fuck the comedy clubs in LA, and we're going all comedy in Texas
that
now.
That mothership thing is fucking cool.
Did y'all know that it's like a no cancel culture thing there? Like, you can go there and say whatever you want, essentially. That's like the whole premise of the mothership is like, it's a safe place for comedians to go and write jokes and no one's going to be canceled, essentially.
That's so funny. It's like you could slip into more of a bit there, but
yeah, let's maybe
it's a family show.
Like you can say,
like, hey, so you want to go, you want to be racist? Like that's the place to go to.
Yeah, dude.
It's uncancelable. I'm like, I can't wait to continue to listen to what he's trying to say.
If you hate minorities, go to the mothership.
Yeah.
Had a problem with trans people? Mothership's your spot, dude.
Whether you're tossing the ball around with buddies or picking off passes like a pro, Optimum Nutrition can help unlock more you. Tackle your recovery with Gold Standard 100% Whey, which has 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving and more than 15 delicious, easy-to-mix flavors. Put the world's number one to the test. Available at stores nationwide and online at OptimumNutrition.com. Euromonitor International Limited, Consumer Health 2023 edition and custom research conducted February to March 2023. Retail sales of whey protein powder in 2022.
You got some shit to get off your chest.
Yeah.
You go to the mothership.
No, it was cool, dude. And we met up with Uncle Lazar, whatever you want to call him, dude. Guy is an absolute trip.
Yeah, man.
He was a fun fucking time.
I was telling the boys I couldn't wait to just do the whole bit. I'm like, oh, Taylor's so excited to meet you. You're like, hey, stop.
Yeah. Because I did show you a couple of his videos and now you're doing it. And I just met him like, God damn, here we go, brother.
Hey, it's Uncle, one of those videos I go, Uncle Lazar, he's like, I go, my boy, he's so stoked to meet you. Like, he used to have me watch your stories. Like, he just...
Body bagging me in the green room.
Like, hey, stop.
You gotta quit.
Yeah.
But he was a lot of fun, dude.
He's a great time.
Yeah, he got in there 10 minutes, grabbed himself a Red Bull, and then I heard him whisper to himself, I'll just have one. And he grabs himself a Bud Light, dude, and starts cranking that.
Which, by the way, the fan that was trying to get him off the stage, that's fucking bullshit, dude.
Why?
Don't you remember that? Do you not remember?
That guy was a scumbag. He was like,
solid up until that point. He got too drunk.
He's like, we're here to see you guys.
Green Bay shit on.
Yeah, he's like, we're here to see you guys, not see you get off the stage.
Remember that?
I remember him making a big fuss, but it's kind of hard to hear everybody. I remember, really,
It was a weird negative vibe.
Yeah, there was one dude with glasses, kind of looked like a, we'll call it a gatherer. He looked like a gatherer.
Yeah.
And he was fucking loud, bro, like saying whatever.
Well, he couldn't really say nothing. He would just be like.
He would just go like this. Like, it's just his hands.
He tried to do a shout out. No free shout out. Just really wasn't cooking for him, dude. Then there was the.
Hey, somebody help him.
There was the Undertaker sitting with the guy from the green with the Packers stuff on.
Yeah.
And he was solid in the beginning. Then he got too drunk.
But, bro, fine.
We weren't kicking nobody out, dude.
I thought he was solid.
The big dude was fine.
No, he was fantastic.
The guy with the backwards hat.
His shout-out sucked, though. He's like, shout out. And then he just named some biking company.
His business.
Which, you know, you get the platform to do it. Shout out your biz.
Yeah, do your fucking thing, I guess. I thought to myself. All right. And the one guy's like, shout out the boys.
Yeah, that was the Green Bay guy.
Hell yeah, dude. What do
the
we
Green
say
Bay
to that?
Guy was yeah, he we was are fucking good awesome. until that you know a few of them got a little too drunk, and by a little too drunk, way too drunk couldn't speak.
Yeah,
they were fired up,
bro. But even after, dude, it was fun. Dude, people stayed a little bit after. We had some drinks with them, cruised over to Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. That was a good time, good vibe. Dancing,
bro.
Vibes, live music was playing. It was fun, dude. It was a great time. Ping pong battles were going on.
Yeah.
They had like Wii and shit set up. It was, dude, and I was just bouncing all over that.
Every time I kept going to the bathroom too, I'm just leaning more and more on the wall.
Yeah. Bro, Will said he blacked out, but legit, I thought you were fine the whole night.
Brother.
Every time I talked to you, I was like, man, he's really fucking keeping his composure. The next day, seeing Will though, tough to see one of your boys like that.
Now, Will was at the point where anytime you saw him, even if it was like 30 seconds later, he'd just dap you up and give you a massive hug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. I was out there running around, man. It was fun.
Dude, it was a good time.
I tried to talk to every single person in that bar.
Yeah. It was fun, man. It was a great time. Austin was fucking awesome. And what even made me more nervous too about the show is having that crew come through, the hunting crew, Dick.
Well, then they're Dick, like, man. They're like, Tony Hitchcliffe, is that his name? Tony Kill Tony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he didn't actually show up. I know, but
they said he was coming. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, dude. Then Laser shows up. He's a comedian. It's like, oh.
There's people coming to look.
There's like real performers watching us do whatever the fuck we're doing up here. Yeah. We don't even know what to call our show.
Yeah, because there's like, who's that? Who's Kill Tony? It's like, bro, Kill Tony.
I'm
like,
No. He said Tony Hitchcliffe is coming. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. And you're like, who's that?
Well, I didn't know who Tony Hitchcliffe was. Yeah, I know who Kill Tony is.
Yeah, that's the same
like,
guy.
I'm like trying to say like, you know, these live podcasts, like this could be our shot.
This is it?
Yeah. Like we're coming to get scouted right now.
Dude, it was a great time, man. It really was. And now we get to go to Columbus, Ohio, of all the places in the world, a sold out show. It's just crazy.
How do you think they're going to take you in?
Dude, so I've already been up there once. So my expectations aren't, I don't think they're going to be as hostile as I probably would have if I didn't go up there and do college game day. Because I went up in college game day and I literally thought to myself, I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night with a bunch of people with bars of soap and a sleeping bag and just beating the shit out of me with it. That didn't happen. Everyone was actually super nice. A couple guys.
Just some full metal jacket on you.
Yeah. A couple guys razzed me a little bit, but other than that, it was a good time. I obviously, when I got on stage and was on the show, they were booing me in the back, but like, dude, booze are the same things as cheers. I love that. I had a fucking blast with that. So I had a good time in Columbus. And then to see this sell out, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
That's a weird deal. They got to be coming to see Will.
I hope that we go out and we just get booed because they want to be fucking hostile to the Michigan boy.
Yeah, that'd be
boy.
Sick.
That'd
if they
be so
us.
Fun.
That'd be awesome if they booed us. Then we got to try to win them over.
Yeah. And when we do, like, just laugh. You know what I mean? Force the laughter a little bit. God, just laugh.
Because we're not comedians. We're funny-ish, but we're not comedians.
We're working. We're students.
We're a game of chemistry. You're walking up there. Yeah. You're hanging out with us. You're hanging out with the boys. That's what the show is.
We're students of the game.
Now, we do got to talk about Louisiana, though. Sold out shows, incredible. Contrast, we've sold 29 total tickets to LSU.
LSU's not. I don't know if it's like Fred Barr's a thing where everybody just goes and they'll just buy tickets like once they get there. But yeah, as far as like pre-selling tickets, like we've done well everywhere except for LSU. And I'm talking, yeah, you're right, like a complete 180. Like we're over 100 tickets at every spot. Some two, which are whatever the capacity is.
Right.
But LSU, we're literally sitting at, as we speak right now, this is a Monday. You guys are listening on Tuesday, but we've only sold 29 tickets. So who knows?
Tell a friend. We might just
turn that thing into a nice little intimate Q&A.
It would be nice to turn it into something that's not necessarily a live show and just kind of turn it into a big party. Like everyone, we'll do the crawfish boil. We'll do what we got to do because obviously like people sponsor the show. And we want to make sure that we give out for those people. But like 29 people, it's kind of like, hey, maybe we do 15 minutes of this. Then we do a Q&A. We do some shout out, no free shout outs. And then we roll. Like we'll come up with that game plan.
Yeah.
If the situation stays the same as it is right now on this Monday.
Mm.
But, fuck boys. Ohio State sold out's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see their facilities too, how it stacks up to Michigan.
I think.
I went to two Ohio State like youth football camps when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And like I don't really remember all that much, but I know they have like a hallway that is just all of their trophies. Like Archie Griffin's, both of his Heisman trophies are in there. And at like the end of the hallway, they have like, you know how in church there's like that pane of glass that, like with the artwork and stuff on it. They have the block O on it with like just the like a helmet sitting on it, and it's like it looks really cool.
Sounds lame.
And their indoor like practice facility is like dope as well. And like I'm excited because I'm an Ohio State fan.
Yeah,
but.
I know what you are.
Are you gonna try and wear blue?
I'm going to wear blue the whole time, yeah. I'm going to wear an amazing blue hat and amazing our bus with the boys, the one that got C&D'd. I'm wearing that. Mm. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have a backup just in case. I'm not walking around tarps off in that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it is what it is, dude. Other than that, dude, NFL. Not a whole lot going on right now. It is kind of the calm before the draft storm. But one thing that's big right now is Lamar Jackson coming out publicly saying that he wanted a trade as of March 2nd. I thought he had a nice little tweet. I thought his three little tweets, his little chain, was really well worded. Thought he did a great job.
And obviously, he's a better speller than me. Too.
Yeah.
It's not something that's just completely contrasted away from his voice to where you know somebody wrote this thing for him.
Yeah. But fuck, if I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan, I'm pissed. Now I want to see like what his market value is. I wish someone would come out and say that dude's so funny, stabby
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, go up to his thread. Yeah, right there. Yeah, man, it's gonna be interesting to see where he lands. I feel like his resume's out there. Like he's gonna get paid.
MVP.
It's just where he's going to get paid.
And how he gets paid is another question too. Because I mean, we're on the street. Is he wants a fully guaranteed contract?
Which is how he should be posturing right now.
You need those guys like Lamar Jackson to do that, dude.
Yeah.
What an opportunity for Lamar to really give out his what's the word I'm looking for? His narrative, his words on the bus.
We would love to have him on the bus. I do see, he's got something going. He's got his YouTube channel rolling?
I don't know if it's connected. Like a fan page or something.
A fan website, fans.
Fans Trust.
Fans Trust 8. But we'd love to have him on the bus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pick my shot correctly. Slide in.
Maybe we'll just clip this, dude. Maybe we'll just clip this and be like, Lamar, we would love to have you on the podcast. We'll fly you down, brother. We will literally pay for that Southwest flight now. A1 through 15, maybe.
We'll get you the early bird. Why not?
Yeah.
1 through 15?
You really willing to go that far?
I think we should go that far. We'll guarantee it all, too. Hey,
that's a fucking big deal, Lamar.
We will guarantee this package. We'll put you up in a nice hotel.
Nice-ish hotel. I mean, it's not going to be the best. We're doing the best one.
I think we got to guarantee him.
The best hotel.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do the best hotel, and you come in, fly in, do the pod, we'll fly it back out, no problem.
We'll take you out to dinner, too.
In and out, dude. Bring your agents, bring your people so that they can sit in and be like, hey, oh, you know, they can fucking...
Whatever we got to do to make it happen, we're willing to make it work.
We just want
to make
it happen, dude. We just want to make it happen.
Yeah.
Flip that.
Either way, I am Flip curious that. To know what happened between Baltimore and him for them to not meet anything. Because it looks like he's been requesting the trade since the beginning of this month, which is wild that they've done such a good job of keeping that thing on hush hush.
Yeah, I wonder when did they put the franchise tag on him? Can you look that up? Because if you want to trade for a franchise tag guy, I believe it's 2 first round picks.
I think it is.
That was the specific franchise tag they put on him.
Like non-exclusive franchise tag?
Something like that. Like if they could have put a different one on him that it was just like 1 first rounder, something like that.
Ooh, what is that?
I mean, this says March 7th when this article was written, but I wonder if he requested that trade and then they franchise tagged him to try.
So that way they can see whatever the market is.
A deal done is tough.
Yeah, it seems like they couldn't come to an agreement on his fully guaranteed contract. Mm-hmm. He's requesting a trade, like, hey, if you don't want to work with me, like, trade me then.
Right.
They put on their business hat and they hit him with the tag. That's going to say, hey, open up to the market, go test it. Go see what you got out there, and then they have the opportunity to match it. And then obviously the narrative has been taken every which direction over these last few weeks to where now Lamar is coming out and trying to start telling his story on it all, that he requested a trade back in early March. And, you know.
You think we don't know his market value because the owners are kind of getting together?
There's a conspiracy out there that, you know, people are in bed and they're not trying to offer a deal, because why wouldn't you want a reigning MVP, somebody who is in their prime, somebody that's got nothing but their best ball ahead of them.
Yeah.
Why would there be no market at all? Like zero. You know what I mean? Because it's not like they can offer. Lamar doesn't have to accept it. He's just got to sign the dotted line, and then the Ravens have a chance to match it. But you'd almost like, it's very interesting. And like, why hasn't there been any kind of market on Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, that is an odd deal. There might be some colluding in the background.
I think that's what the PA and other people are trying to fight for, that there is some of that going on.
And if the PA is actually fighting for something, it's got to be true, because they don't fight for shit.
They pick their shots. They definitely pick their shots.
Because they are terrible.
Wasn't for year 10. Not for year 10.
Yeah, they didn't take a shot on year 10, did they?
No.
Yeah, dude, fuck the PA.
Hey, easy, brother.
No, I'm back
sorry,
on it.
Sorry,
I'm
you. That's our union. Yeah, I see PA. You're getting sparked right
they
now.
They
like, suck. Easy,
they're
brother.
So fucking bad. Yeah, NFLPA is so awful at their jobs.
We should have JC Treader on the bus.
Yeah, we can have JC. I think JC's a phenomenal guy. But at the end of the day, there's dudes above. He might be the president of the PA, but there's the other guys, the old guys that couldn't find a real job when they were done playing football and had to go fucking stick and ball and do all that shit.
Yeah, there definitely needs to be transitions that happen in the PA.
They're a bunch of cucks.
But to say the entire PA and just say fuck the PA, I think it's tough.
As a whole, they suck.
We're talking about our union, brother.
Yeah, your union. I don't fucking subscribe.
I know you've never been to one of the meetings, so you can't necessarily.
What, I go to a meeting for what? So I can be away from my family for 4 days? Because that's the only reason why guys go to the meetings.
You get no, it's not. You get to bring them.
Go there to be away from their families and fucking have a vacation because nothing gets done when they're there.
No, you get a plus one. Hey, that's you're just assuming right now. You're taking wild shots that you have zero credibility behind because you've never been there.
I never been there, but I fucking heard about it. Go to Hawaii. Go to fucking this place. That's great. That's
anytime Taylor's gotten on, then I'm like.
That's what they do. They fucking put you in a nice hotel in a very tropical setting, and you think to yourself, wow, they're really doing it. Spend that money. Put them bitches up in a Motel 8, dude, in fucking Baltimore, Maryland, and just fucking go over there for a week. Maybe you get some shit done then. NFLPA, bunch of... Dude, I fucking hate them. They're so awful. And I know your boys all the time are like, hey, we got to get to Taylor. They're not getting to me.
Well, everyone knows. Like, yeah... You had a tough loss.
Put that too, dude. Fuck the PA, dude.
You had a tough loss upon a time.
That's like a big L. And they didn't even stand up for your boy. Let me change the fucking vibes here a little bit because I can feel myself spiraling. I've already spiraled. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, sorry. You're down there.
Dude. I'm down in the sewer system right now. So I'm going to switch it back up real.
As the official golf cart of the Barstool Classic, Easy Go golf carts are built to perform. Built to outlast. And built for a smooth ride, even in the deepest rough. Whether you're on the course or out on the town, with Easy Go, it's good to go. For a limited time, request a quote with code BARSTOOL to get $1,000 off a new 2024 golf cart at EasyGo.com. One more time, that's $1,000 off with code BARSTOOL at EasyGo.com when you request a quote.
I thought I'd feel better after that. I really thought I'd feel better. I'm still mad.
Yeah, you know,
$4 million NFLPA.
You're doing your thing. Lamar Jackson, though, hopefully they're fighting the good fight for the boy Lamar.
Hopefully they are. You know what I mean? Let's hope.
Should we do maybe this will pick your spirits up? Shout out, no free shout out.
Yeah, that'll make me feel better.
That'll make you feel better?
Yeah, that'll make me feel better.
Blas, you want to kick us off for our favorite segment, our shout out, no free shout out
of the week?
Of the week. I'm excited to talk about mine because it happened the other day.
My shout out, no free shout out, is a little bit more personal. I know we don't shout out personal brands, but I wanted to shout out my brother and his barbecue restaurant. It's the first Nashville hot chicken restaurant in Oxnard, California. These past 2 weeks, they ran a March Madness style tournament of 62 restaurants in our hometown, and he won. So shout out.
Oh, shit.
Yo, let's go.
That's awesome. That is fucking all time.
Shout out, boss.
That's a good shout out. Good luck, Jack.
Yeah, mine's not going to top that because mine goes out to Q-tips. And specifically when you get out of that shower, though, and everyone knows the feeling, it is like the closest thing you can get to an orgasm. You're in that canal and you gotta take it out.
You gotta take it out.
The best way I can describe it is like when you hit a dog, you scratch a dog and you get that itch for them. My bad. And you know what I'm saying? They start like kicking the leg and it's like, that's how I feel when I get that Q-tip right in there. I'm like, my leg starts kind of, I'm like, oh, you know, sometimes you grab an extra one. You're like, I know it's already clean, but man, I'm just going to. So yes, shout out to the Q-tip, especially post shower. There's something about when it's like, there's a little water in the air.
Yeah. Cause sometimes when you Q-tip too much, it's a dry Q-tip and you don't get that same.
You need
sensation.
A little moisture in there.
You need a little moisture. And hopefully it's been a couple of days. You got some earwax in there. Some goods you pull out and you go, holy shit.
Bro,
What we got going on?
I use Q-tips probably quarterly.
That's phenomenal. I'm sure every quarter you're having an absolute real orgasm.
4 times a year?
Probably.
You're not supposed to use Q-tips.
Oh,
I don't do it every day. Trust me.
I try not to.
I feel like there's got to be somewhere in the middle between 4 times a year to maybe like at least 8 times a year. Maybe 15. Who knows?
Once a month.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like a.
I'm like a once a week guy.
Yeah, like I'm sure that might be the more common ground.
I think
you know
it's
what
more
mean?
Just because the feeling of like scratching the inside of your ear canal. It's like I said,
you see all the beef and drama going on with the Mean Girls pod talking about do they wash their hands after they go to the bathroom and stuff like that. Like I don't know if that right there, like you talking about, I go once a week. Like if that's more of the common thing, because I feel like. People do like to Q-tip their ears. I just feel like I only get around to doing it maybe 4 times a year. Like sometimes you might just be walking around. You might just get a little piece of lint fall out of your ear. You know what I mean? To where it's like a buildup is going on in there.
It says preferably only 1 or 2 times a week. But
I'm a little behind. It's
they
all good
definitely
though.
Don't do it.
I'm just being honest.
The Q-tip pushes it in the ear. It pushes it in. Dude, Roger Saffold before a game 2 years ago, he like lost hearing in his ear.
Fuck, dude.
And then
I get so scared of that.
They went in there with tweezers and they pulled out a fucking unit.
That's happened to me before.
Wax. Has it really?
Yeah.
It's actually a more common thing than people think. That's fucking wild.
I was in college and like I wasn't even using Q-tips. Been a minute for my ears. And then like you know how like you rub your ear sometimes and it'll like help it out a little bit. I did that and it made it worse. And then I got a Q-tip and it made it worse. And I had to go to the medical center and they just got that fluid. And they just started squirting it in your ear. And I had a cup right here and just wax was just falling.
Oh my God.
It felt amazing afterwards.
Dude, I bet.
Fuck, man. All that head in there.
Yeah, man.
You can get lost in there.
Dude, you know what probably would rival that feeling of getting that out? Doing colonics. You know what it's like when you take a nice shit, dude. And it literally is nice. Like, it feels good. You're like, damn. And it's fucking a solid shit. I've never done colonics. I want to try it.
Bad.
I don't even know what it is.
They put this tube in your ass.
Like a tube like that.
They suck out all the shit in your colon. It's like a massive detox cleanse, allegedly. Yeah. Sounds super gay the way I just said it.
They go about 8 inches deep.
Didn't y'all do
that thing out?
Didn't y'all do like a
the
coffee?
Tube's like this thick, too.
What is it called? Like a coffee enema?
Coffee enema. I heard that's not the best thing to do.
I thought one of y'all had done that years ago, like back when we first started. I don't know.
I don't think. I've heard of that, but I've never done an enema. I need to get my asshole cleaned out though, just because sometimes my pee's a little lighter, and I know that's a sign of you need to get that colon checked out.
Talking about the stream, right?
My stream isn't as strong as all the time.
You do need to get that checked out.
That's what I'm saying.
I told Taylor that. She's like, he needs to go to the doctor immediately. It's been 5 months. You've done that?
Yeah.
Grab the mic.
Yeah, no, I did it when I came back from Afghanistan, just because we ate a lot of stuff there.
Oh, what'd you do out in Afghanistan?
No, it was in the military.
He was in the military.
Yeah, but you're
serving
eating
each other if you need to get that asshole cleaned out. What are we talking about out there in Afghanistan?
Serving your country more ways than one is what you're saying.
You try.
In my head, I legit thought, hey, Will, did Will forget that Boss is in the military?
That's exactly where my head was at.
I had to get my butthole cleaned out because we just got back from Afghanistan. Hang on now.
Hey, before you finish your story, did you get mad at Will when he couldn't figure out what the stripes were on the flag?
Oh, I was laughing inside.
Like, that's what you're fighting for.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't take it personal. It wasn't a personal shot.
I did.
I wasn't.
More people were upset at you that you saluted with the wrong hand.
Yeah, just saluted.
Oh, you can't do left hand?
No, people were kind of dragging one of y'all in the mothership.
That was my left hand. Because I'm left-handed, bro. It's not natural for me to do that. You know you shouldn't salute anyway, right? Unless you're in the military.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're not. I don't know if you're not supposed to, I guess.
There was a football player that scored a touchdown and saluted. I think it was at UT, actually. He ran a touchdown. He put his hand up. And there's a military guy screaming at him.
I mean, he wasn't happy that they scored?
No.
Terrell Davis used to salute. The Mile High salute.
Remember that time you wanted to take a knee before the game? And I was like, bro, I'm not. Listen.
Bro, I can't believe you didn't do that, dude.
I gotta draw a line in the sand.
Police brutality is way too much. I can't believe you didn't want to take that knee with me. That's crazy. Tell everybody you're kidding.
I'm joking. That's a joke.
I'll go with you for a little bit, boss, but I'm going to need you to bring that back in.
Come on. We got new listeners.
Listen. Texas listeners. Dial that shit in, dude.
I do. Hey, we were driving around Austin, Texas, and I was just sitting there internally thinking man, I wish I was born here.
Bro, it would be sick to be born in Texas.
Yeah.
You know what's a good backup, though? Arizona.
Mitch, what's your shout-out and free shout-out?
All right, my shout out, no free shout out, is something that doesn't happen all the time, but it happened to me this past weekend and happened to me a while ago as well. So those videos that you watch, and no matter what it is, or those moments that you think about or relive, and it gives you those the goosebumps, that chills, you're that was really cool. I watched this Wisconsin workout video, and Luke Fickell at the end is we're fucking coming for it. And I was that fired me up. And then
we said players win games, teams win championships.
Yeah, and we're here to win a fucking championship.
Juicy, bro.
But then another one that really sticks out to me was when the Buffalo Bills, their first game after DeMar Hamlin, and Nyheim Hines runs back the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Just the goosebumps that you get from that. And wow, that was really cool. It's it's those moments that I'm shouting out.
Moments that make you tear up a little bit.
Maybe not tear up.
Oh.
But yes, but not just strictly like the team.
But like goosebumps and shit, getting hype, right?
Yeah. Oh, bro.
Right. Like the moments that make you cry a little, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, like cool. That could be it as well. It's like it kind of like encompasses a lot, but it's just those like those hype up videos like do it for me all the time.
Hell yeah, dude. Glad we're on the same page now. Will, what do you got?
Dude, me and Beast, we got done working out last Friday. And my shout out, no free shout out, goes to dapping up your boy as you're exiting the building, but then also walking the same direction to get to your car.
That's a shout out?
That's a shout out.
Oh, woof, dude.
Here's why. Because you're with your boy. Like you dap up and go, and then you start walking. And we're like, oh, our cars are the same way. And then you start carrying on the conversation. You kind of break the ice of like it being awkward. And then you get to the end like, yo, you know, we got to dap up again. And then you dap up and give a bro hug at the end just to salute and say, hey, see you later, brother. But that's my shout out and over shout out. Like dapping up your boy when you're exiting the building and then walk in the same direction just to dap up again before you leave.
That's a unique one.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't always go well. Like if you're in a meeting with somebody, it's not your boy. Like the boy part, I totally understand why you brought that home there. But if you're like in a meeting with somebody and you leave like the area, the Starbucks or whatever, and you're like, all right, good seeing you.
Yeah, that's awkward. But think if it's like me and you. We just say we get done working out and we realize our car's in the same direction. We're like, oh, we get to keep hanging out.
Yeah, that is
We're
nice.
Fired up.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what I mean? That's the feeling. You know
Hell
what I mean?
Yes, brother.
The Hell double yes. dap with your boy.
Dude, my shout out, no free shout out goes to the first time you get your car detailed after you bought it. And this one came from Dave Luan, actually. He texted me this the other day. You buy a new vehicle, the first thing that goes through your mind when you sit in that car is, man, this shit smells so fucking good. That's now, after nice. A couple weeks, a couple months even, you're thinking, it never really crosses your mind, but there's not that euphoric feeling when you get back in your vehicle. Now, you get your car detailed, you even go to a car wash, you drive that thing through, maybe you buy like even the black ice little tree, you put that in your car. The next time you get in that vehicle, that thing feels brand spanking new. So my shout out, no free shout out, goes to the first detail after a vehicle purchase. Thank you, Dave.
Shout out, Dad, dude.
Dave watches, man.
He's a tier one. Do you think he's a tier one?
I think if you were to do like a fan off, Bill's beating Dave. However, Dave fucks with this pod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He loves it. He
got a fit? I know you one of my. You texted me.
I literally texted him. I sent him the photo of your father, and I said, "Do you have anything remotely as cool as this outfit?" And I don't think, let me double check my phone.
Yo, and if you're listening right now, Bloss, put that thing up. The old man was a stud. He's got me rethinking a lot of shit. Like, damn.
It was way fucking cooler than me. I talked about changing my style.
Yeah.
The boots, the whole thing. Listen, we might all have to make a big change. The boys are going country.
No matter what, I think we should wear the fit. Maybe uni it up. Everybody, some snakeskin boots.
I'm buying them boys, dude.
The Gold's Gym. I got the Gold's Gym crew on the way, but all of us rock the red Gold's Gym crew with the white collar under it. Get some retro looking jeans, boot cut, obviously.
It's such an iconic.
Bro, that's why so last sick. Week I was like, I don't know if I'm whooping my dad's ass, man. And then I send that in the chat because my daddy listened to the pod and he goes, hey, just so you know, like this was your old man back in the day. And since then, I drop in the group chat, and Jack's like, what did you say? You said, like, yeah, there's no way.
I think, hold on.
Your
I
dad's right definitely here. Beating your ass.
Yeah, I said he is whooping your ass.
Yeah. But
you want to put that in there real quick? I don't want to say it out loud. Yeah, Dave, I texted Dave, and I said, do you have anything remotely that cool? And then he changed the subject, talking about how the story I told about getting spanked and my brother chasing me. He goes, I literally told that to my friends. Like our objective when you guys were younger was to scare you. And I just put, Dave, you wanted to scare us as kids? Like that's fucked up. The fucked up move.
Dave.
That's just crazy. Parents.
Parents, man.
Unique individuals.
Is this? Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Y'all know you can get kick-ass coolers from Arctic for half the price of the other guys, right? Well, if you don't know Arctic, that's R-T-I-C for all the listeners out there. They make outdoor gear that's overbuilt, not overpriced. We're talking multi-day coolers that are way lighter than the competition and last for years, even the ones with wheels. Plus, they make the hell out of dishwasher-safe, insulated drinkware and NASCAR-ready soft coolers that work perfect for a hot day in the grandstands. Go check them out now at Walmart or shop direct at arcticoutdoors.com. RTICOutdoors.com.
I cannot attest to this brand any more than I've tried doing. I even got lost in the ad because I was trying to figure out I was going off the top for a minute. But yeah, the Farmer's Dog, dude, I'm telling you, they fucking rip. Are you on the Farmer's Dog yet?
No, but as you were saying that ad, I was thinking to myself, I need to get Jake a little fatter.
Yeah, because you can pick, like, literally on the side. It's like, are you trying to lose weight, maintain, or even gain some weight?
I worry about Jake, though, because his stomach, dude. Everything he eats, that's not like, he has like his own kibble or his own diet, because that boy eats anything off the reservation and he's fucked.
Yeah, but this is real food.
That's what worries me.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that worries you?
Yeah, because sometimes he gets his hands on or his mouth on our food. And then the next morning I'm up there on my hands and knees cleaning up shit.
But maybe there's some like specific ingredients that kind of activate. Right. Like waffle, sometimes like when Rue throws something down, there's like garlic in it and waffle will lick it. And even though we try to keep her away, she'll just start salivating for like the next 4 hours. Just because she touches that garlic, like a little, just touches like a little ingredient that might not cooperate. Yeah, bro.
Dude,
how much dogs is shit?
Oh, fuck. What was I going to say, bro? Yeah, your eyes are so funny the way you try to look at both my eyes.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, you do that all the time.
That's that caffeine, boy. I got hundreds of milligrams in this body right
hundreds.
Now.
I think I took down 750 milligrams of caffeine yesterday. I know I took down 750 milligrams of caffeine yesterday.
I was legit counting it out. Let me be honest, I know.
Bro, I was so tired after Texas. I legit didn't get my win back in under my sails until yesterday.
Oh, bro, yeah. I mean, when... Number one, alcohol, the effects it has on you, just period, is insane.
Yeah.
But being an old gentleman like myself, like, your boy was hurting for a few days. Like, I mean, obviously, when I woke up on Thursday, I was still a little drunk.
You know, the only time I've really drinking and not felt like too much of the effects is when we drink our Bustin' with the Boys Whistle Pig whiskey. For whatever reason, it just seems cleaner. I don't know what the deal is. Put that on some rocks, brother, and the next day I kind of feel fine.
It's because we picked that whiskey, brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did. I wish I was there.
I know, man.
But I think you did a great job. I've never seen a whiskey change with the seasons.
I also got to tip my hat to Bloss, too. Like, Bloss was right there next to me, and we were talking shop.
Yeah.
Because I want to say the final two we agreed on, and then we were both giving our spins of the others. Like, Bloss, he's got a nice little palate back there in his mouth.
Good shit. Congrats on your mouth, Bloss. That's fucking awesome, dude. I don't got a palate like that, dude. I don't food tasting. Sometimes it all just tastes the same. I'm a big garlic guy, though. Now, going back to Duke Cannon, I feel like my nose is pretty good, though, because I was smelling some stuff. I'm not going to get into it until it comes out. Got something special for you guys with Duke Cannon. And we were doing some samples of something. I'm not going to say what, but when I was putting that stuff up to my nose and smelling, I was picking out a lot of the main key ingredients in those scents.
Yes. Yeah, you were three for three?
Four for four.
Yeah, you were batting 100%.
Thanks, brother.
Because that specimen of a man with that beard and that mane he had going on, he was literally repeating like the exact ingredients that you were. Which was
really nice to hear.
Yeah.
I was kind of just shooting from the hip. Like, this is what my nose is giving me. I hope I'm right.
Yeah.
Because maybe I say, hey, citrus. And he's like, actually, that's pure tobacco.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
that, bro, that's, we had
I'm,
one,
I'm messing, we I'm had
one
up.
Just filled with gasoline.
Yeah.
That ain't no citrus.
I probably would have picked that one. I fucking love the smell of gasoline. I know.
That's a subtle. That's a nice little smell.
Do you want to wrap it up?
We can wrap it up.
Is it time? Silver Tribe coming? Are they on their way?
Yeah, I'm sure Jordan's on his way over, which that'll be fun to dive into. I think as we're filming this episode right now, there's been a lot of shit that's been going down in Nashville. Sadly, there's been a school shooting that's literally like 2 minutes from your house. Yeah. And we've just been...
cut that part.
Okay, sorry. That's not very far. That's not very far from your house.
There was a shooting in Green Hills, which is relatively around the area that both Will and I live and a lot of people live. It literally is a school that my wife and I looked at for my 5-year-old daughter to go to school. And what I'm hearing now is a woman walked. Girl. What's that?
Teen girl.
A teen girl.
Two ARs
and a handgun came into.
Serious, man?
It's an elementary school, right?
Yeah, pre-K through six.
Covenant Christian.
Dude, that's so fucking disgusting that people are walking into schools and doing that to children. Little kids on the news are being released to their families. And now there was three children shot.
Kids, three teachers.
So six people.
seven, apparently, but I don't know who the seven.
There are three kids.
Oh, yeah, the shooter.
There are three kids going home. Oh, sorry. There are three kids not going home today. And their parents, their families are going to have to mourn their children because some fucking idiot wants to get their name in the news or has some sort of mental disability or whatever the excuse is. There is no fucking excuse for this. And I'm not here to say that there's like a big thing we can do. Like, I'm not going to get up here and start talking about gun. That's above me. But whatever it is, whoever's up top in the United States, president, if they're, we're looking up a little further, whatever it is, fucking figure it out. Because we can't have this, dude. It's so many shootings now. It seems like they're not even really getting talked about enough. But there's not enough stuff about it. So I don't know what needs to get fixed, but something fucking does. Because you got a kid.
Yeah.
I got a kid. And brother,
you know what it is, like, obviously Rue's about to be one shot at the little girl. But it does, like, you sit there and think, like, what if that's yours? It makes you like, you're like, man, you just kind of want to fucking homeschool just because you just have no clue the uncertainty. I think it obviously hits a lot closer to home because truly damn near in the backyard.
Yeah. And I just, you know.
I know. Definitely thoughts, prayers, condolences, everybody involved. The parents that are just, you know, my wife, she was just texting me saying she's going to go pick up Rue right now from daycare. But everybody who shook from this, the families who lost their kids, God, that's fucking so sad, man. That's so sad.
I just don't understand. It's just wild, dude. It seems like there's so much stuff. I mean, I got a kid that's in school. I dropped her off.
Yeah.
Like, what if I dropped my kid off at school today and I had to get that phone call? What if I was sitting with you guys and I had to pick up the phone? That's just tough. Now there are three families that have to deal with that.
And every parent and family right now is just thinking, like, if we can't, you know, this is a private school too.
Right. Dude, I was literally in Green Hills when it happened. Like, I was at Empower doing my rehab. And it's just like, you hear police cars and stuff, but it's like, you know, you hear police cars all the time. Were driving down.
Yeah, there was, obviously everybody was stopped. And there was probably, 40 cop cars. And what crossed my mind is like, man, hopefully there's not like some shooting going on. And then you get to the bus and we didn't really have a lot of information at the time, and the phone's kind of been going crazy as we've been shooting this podcast. But,
and it's so fucked up that we have to now sit here and legit have a conversation about homeschooling our kids. Like, do you want to put your kids in those situations? You think like a place like Green Hills, for those of you that are not in Nashville that don't know anything about Green Hills, it's a nice area.
It's like a nice neighborhood.
It's a nice neighborhood. It's like the Scottsdale of Nashville. It's like the fucking Paradise Valley. Like it's a very nice area. Nice
community.
And we got people fucking some stupid bitch.
Somebody going to a private school. Yeah, I mean,
it's just
fucking. There hasn't been a whole lot of time to read and look at it, but anybody literally walking in a private school and just letting shots loose, like,
and then you don't want like dude, there's just got to be something figured out. And this is not the podcast for that. This is, Will and I don't have the education. You guys in the back don't have the education for, like, we are not here to fix the problem because we don't know. We just know that all we know is the five of us know that something's got to get figured out.
Well, we just know within 5 minutes time, it's a big conversation. But that shit is so fucking sad, man. You almost don't, like,
was she, Bloss, being a police officer, was she, this chick, taken down by the police?
Yeah, from what it sounds like, she engaged MNPD when they arrived on the scene. Again, we don't really know. That's just what I've been told so far. Allegedly, that's what happened. But,
bro, but growing up, did you ever think about this?
No,
like,
no.
Like the, Will the and I were talking about before the podcast, like, you think about bomb threats.
Yeah.
Like, people call bomb threats. And low key, you're thinking to yourself, ain't no bomb going to go off in here. Like, oh, we get the day off of school.
Yeah, as a little kid.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, as a kid, you don't understand, like, the dangers that's actually going on. My school literally had, we shut down for 2 hours because a guy was running around in a Batman mask in the desert. Like, and that was like the scariest thing that happened.
I think the only thing that I could recall was Combine. When Combine happened.
That was in the 90s.
Was it in the 90s?
Massive documentary.
The 90s or was it early 2000s?
I think it was early 2000s.
No, I thought it was before 9/11. Yeah, it was before 9/11.
Yeah.
And it's just,
but that was like the biggest thing up until.
And now the shit happens all of the fucking time here. Yep. It's just crazy. And bro, listen, I am just like a lot of people out there that when you see a shooting, you're like, it's the same thing. Hey, prayers out to this place. But when hit fucking, it happens to you, like close to you.
Within miles.
Where my daughter could have literally gone to school. You're like, holy fuck. Like this shit's real. Cause at the end of the day, dude, we're like, everyone's living their own lives. I get to go home to my kids today. There's three pairs of parents that don't. And it, like, we get to sit here and be sad about it. But eventually we're going to go back to our lives. Like, yeah, like it never happened. You feel bad, but then you just keep moving on. It's just fucked up. Man. I don't know. That's wild. And plus, you work that area now, don't you?
Yeah, I worked it last year, and there wasn't a lot that went on. I mean, the most that you really dealt with was like, you know, a couple car burglaries, traffic crashes, stuff like that, but nothing like this. It's a nice area. It's a really nice area.
Hug your families, man. Hug your kids. Like, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a tough way to end a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, listen, prayers out to the families.
City of Nashville right now.
Yeah. This is a tough day in Nashville. Tough day all over the country.
Yeah.
But like Will said, hug your families. Never want to end a show like this, but obviously the circumstances are just a little bit different.
Yeah.
We love you guys. For those of you in Columbus, we'll see you in Columbus. Big hugs, tiny kisses.